Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Boy, the European team is long hitters as well. Might be the best European team that they've ever brought to America. I mean, how do you beat like Oberg and Hovland as a pairing?
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Okay, so firstly, how was the injury?
Yeah, it's good. 4.5 weeks post-op now. So it's getting better slowly but surely.
Obviously, Pats could still win the cup, could be here. I know you may not be involved, but talk about what that might mean for the club and for the fans.
Yeah, I think obviously from speaking to the lads who are here in 2023, they said it's still the best day of their careers. Just a day out for the club, obviously it's amazing. And there's the added cherry this year where you get to go straight into the Europa League. So yeah, it's a big deal for the club, but there's still a lot before that. We have to go away to Cork, we have to go away to Sligo before that. But yeah, it's a big motivation.
Obviously, you had a big win against Cork last week, but I'm sure there's a feeling within the group that, you know, it's a new game, new 90 minutes, and it's going to be completely different.
Yeah, like, I think going away from home in the League of Ireland is completely different to playing at home. I think, like, they showed that before playing us, they got a point with Rovers, which is obviously a good point for them. And we've played them twice there already, and both games have been very tight. One draw and then one game where we've scored two worldies really in the second half to win the game. So yeah, it's a completely different story. The game last week doesn't really have any bearing on the cup semi-final.
Obviously, you've had like a different career path to many players. Obviously, being out in Sweden and Scotland, and there's a lot more players going from Ireland, or Irish players, like Alexis Evan Ferguson, going abroad. Now, is that something that you would encourage? Did you enjoy your time abroad?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I throughout my career, I've always been open to going to different places that maybe people wouldn't expect. But now Sweden was three of the best years of my life being out there. I got to experience some massive games, like playing in derby games in front of 50,000 people, playing in European games, and yeah, it's a different culture. Even my football style changed going out there, because it's a different type of way that you play, so you learn different things. So I think it's definitely something that other players should look at.
In your time away from the League of Ireland, did you notice when you came back an improvement in the standard?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was 7 or 8 years since I'd been at Waterford, and it was just a completely different league. It feels more professional. Feels like the league is growing, and it's a lot more competitive. I think you can see that this year, and now Rovers have sort of ran away with it, but in terms of the rest of the games, every game is tight and anyone can beat anyone, whereas when I was in the league last time, it would have been Dundalk and Cork were the main teams, and the rest were, there was a big gap between the rest. So it's definitely improving.
Tell me about Stephen Kenny.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Obviously I had him at 21s, and he was a big factor in me coming back here and playing for Pats. Like, his pedigree in the league is second to none, the amount of trophies he's won, and he's been a success everywhere. Obviously this year we've been a little bit up and down, but I think the way we've sort of came through that this year, and you know his quality as a manager, he's going to be a success anywhere he goes, and he's starting to show that here.
You mentioned European games and the lore of playing in European games when you were talking about your time in Sweden. Was that something big that brought you back to Pats last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think I came right as the European run was starting, so it was great to be a part of. And last season that set us up on the run that we went on, and it looks like this season it's sort of setting us up for a good run as well. So it's a massive part of playing in the League of Ireland. It's a massive cherry to play in the League of Ireland, that, you know, if you have a good season, you're going to get that exposure to European football. And since I've been here, it's been brilliant.
Do you reckon the expectation for Irish teams in Europe has changed over time? Like, I mean, back in the day, you'd be going into a qualifier just looking for a good away day or whatever, yeah. But now the expectation is to win.
Yeah, I think the league is growing. I think the quality of the league is growing, and you can see that there's two teams in the league that have qualified for the Conference League. obviously we put it right up to Besiktas, who are a big team, and who in the past you'd probably be expecting an Irish team not even to compete against them. But I think bar the first half of the first leg, the next three halves of the games were very competitive, so you can definitely see the league is growing. And like you said, there is now the expectation on teams to qualify, which is massive for the league. It's where you want to be.
I'm sure playing games like Besiktas, and playing as well as he did against Besiktas, would build up obviously brilliant memories for the fans. Does that build up a brilliant bond between the players and the fans?
Yeah, definitely. I think just the whole European run where you're going on away days, you get to see other sides of people, and you're with each other like 24/7. Like there's times where you're not off for 2 or 3 weeks, so you're with everyone every day, and you get to become closer to each other, and you can see that on the pitch then. So yeah, it is massive. It builds a bond within the group, and you can see that, like for myself, I can see that being off the pitch, I can see on the pitch that the lads are closer and closer together. So it is brilliant for bringing a bond to each other.